This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. During the mid-1900s, the Great Migration brought millions of African Americans from rural southern towns to cities like Chicago, Detroit, and, of course, Milwaukee.
To this day, many older black Milwaukeeans have roots in the South. Many moved here as teens and young adults looking for work in an industrial city that overflowed with jobs at the time.
Chris Arnotti is a writer and photographer whose photo essay titled Great Migrants appears in this month's Milwaukee magazine. The photo essay features older Milwaukeeans who came here during the Great Migration.
Arnotti spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers and explains why he decided to come to Milwaukee to write this piece.
I've been doing a four-year project on poverty, addiction, and in lower-class America. And one of the aspects of my project is racism and how it plays out. And, you know, by many statistical measures, Milwaukee has one of the most segregated, is one of the most segregated towns in the United States. And so I chose the traditional African-American neighborhood to profile, to look at issues along about segregation and racism and poverty.
It seems like you focused specifically on Sherman Park. Did you go to any other neighborhoods?
In general, when I first got to Milwaukee, the first time I got to Milwaukee was in September. I believe it's North Avenue. I parked my car at the McDonald's on North Avenue, and I just walked, I don't know, 40 blocks, 50 blocks, kind of west, just to get a lay of the land. I don't want to come into a town. I really don't do tons of research. I let my kind of instincts drive me. I usually started in McDonald's, and so I parked my car at McDonald's on North, I believe it was on North Avenue, yeah, and I walked west.
Why do you start at McDonald's?
For what I do, I find McDonald's to be basically, I call them, you know, ad hoc community centers. And that particular McDonald's has a very active group of, sometimes they label themselves Romeo Clubs, retired old men eating out. And, you know, I got to know some of the older men there. And they taught me a little bit about the neighborhood and their past. So it was kind of my introduction to, you know, how the neighborhood operates.
It's funny that you say that because you profile, of course, people at a McDonald's, and I thought to myself, oh, I'm from a small town, and the McDonald's is very much that way. It's a lot of older folks who go there for coffee often, and they are these kind of clubs almost. Now, you had a chance to speak to a number of people. Was that on your first day here?
I was in Milwaukee on two separate occasions. The first time was in September when I was writing for The Guardian, and that story was more about some of the frustrations of the neighborhood that I came to see during that week. And I had contacted Milwaukee Magazine at the end of that week and said, you know, there's this other story here, which is really fascinating, is almost every older African-American I speak to is from Mississippi or Louisiana or Alabama. And I think that would be a really interesting thing to explore. So I came back the second time last month to do that in January. And, yeah, so some of the people who I met that first day ended up me going back and meeting them again. You know, that first day in September, I came back to meet again in January and dig more into their story.
So whenever I see pieces like this, you know, I'm always curious to know about how these moments happen. You know, how did you meet all of the people you spoke with?
For the second piece that's coming out in the Milwaukee magazine, I just walked into McDonald's and, you know, initially you said, hey, you know, you must be the old man club. And they're like, yeah, we are. How do you know? And I'm like, well. But then it ended up being me just driving, because it was in January at that point, so it was cold, driving around. And I was passing, you know, this bar, and that it must have been 9 o'clock in the morning on, I believe it was a Monday morning. It was cold, and it was in the same neighborhood, but it wasn't on North. And there was a bar, and there was a big, large truck in front of it that had a big Packer paraphernalia all over the truck. And I'm like, I got this in the case. I just felt that the bar was open, even though it was 9 in the morning. So I just walked in, and it was a Casper's Lounge. And it ended up being not only open, but it opened at 6:30 in the morning. And there were 5 or 6 people in there, including the gentleman who ran it. And I just introduced myself and ended up staying off and on in that bar for the next 3 days and meeting a lot of the regulars as well as the owner, and really, you know, getting a kind of a sense of the neighborhood through that one bar.
Of course, that is a quintessentially Milwaukee thing, a bar that is open in the morning.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that as an outsider. So, but I grew to, you know, and then so I, you know, after that first day when I had gone to this bar, I went again that evening, and I got there not at 8, and they were just about to close, and that would kind of confuse me that a bar would close at 10. But, you know, I guess they opened at 6. Yeah, and so it was kind of that vibrancy, that kind of activity that I really kind of drew me in the second time and kind of what I wrote about for the Milwaukee magazine, profiling both the men and women at the McDonald's, but also at the bar and then at a senior citizen center as well over on Martin Luther King Drive.
As a Wisconsinite, so much of what I see in your photographs and so much of what you talk about or your subjects talk about seems very Wisconsin, but you describe specifically the Black community in Milwaukee as being very Southern in a Northern city. What makes it so Southern?
If you talk to African-American Milwaukeean, is that the term you use?
Milwaukeean,
over the age of 60, there's a good chance that they were born in Mississippi or Louisiana or Alabama and came here when they were 15, 14, 16, 20. As somebody who spent a lot of time in the African-American portions of the South, I can tell you that the neighborhoods in Milwaukee feel very much like just a cold Mississippi, you know, part of the Delta. It feels very, you know, you have the barbecues out on people's porches. You have the bars. I believe there's another bar called Catfish Lounge as well. You know, it feels very much like a Southern city.
What is it like sharing your day with a group of people who you've just met?
It's kind of what I do for a living, so I guess it feels natural at this point to me. But I generally find if, you know, in 6 or 7 years of doing this, I've never had anybody really be rude to me. They're always very welcoming, especially, you know, if you handle yourself appropriately. And that, by that, I mean never judging other people and always just be willing to listen to them. And to be blunt, I think people kind of did a double take when I'd walk into some of these bars because I would be the only white person in the bar. And there was never a sense of them. They were very welcome. They would go out of their way to welcome me. If anybody was uncomfortable, it was me, and there was no reason to be. And, you know, I'd learned to drop that discomfort a few years ago because I've been doing this for so long. And it's, if you're comfortable, they're comfortable. So, you know, it's just I'm very fortunate to do what I do and for people to invite you to go into other people's worlds and get a small glimpse of it.
Now, of course, your story largely deals with the Great Migration, which I think a lot of Milwaukeeans know about, but we don't necessarily learn about it. Why did most people come here?
Jobs. It was just simply jobs. Everybody had the similar answer. You know, I probably ultimately talked to 50 people, although we only profiled 12. Everybody was very different variations of, look, you know, Milwaukee had factories. The factories were hiring, and, you know, especially the people who came early in the 40s, the factories are also willing to, you know, hire African-Americans, and that wasn't common necessarily across the country. So there became this, you know, kind of pretty straightforward path that if you were, you know, you grew. The common story I heard over and over and over was, you know, my parents had a farm. It was kind of nice. It was small. We had, you know, people would say we weren't poor, but, you know, I guess we were, but I didn't feel poor. But, you know, I wanted a little bit more out of life. I wanted to make a little money. And Milwaukee was a place to go. You know, somebody, you know, they all knew of a relative who had gone or a friend who had gone. And so, or they moved with their parents. And so there became this pretty common experience of having grown up in a rural part of the South on a farm for most, you know, first 15 years of your life, and then the remaining part of your life being in Milwaukee.
A lot has changed in the city of Milwaukee since the 40s, 50s, and 60s. When you were talking with people, you know, what do they think of the state of the city right now compared to when they first moved here?
You know, everybody, again, was disappointed in the lack of jobs. The jobs why they had moved was easy jobs, and they saw a Milwaukee now where the factories they worked at and the jobs that were available to them weren't there anymore. So there was a lot of nostalgia of, despite the big social changes, there was just that most people missed, the Milwaukee of the 70s and the 60s. I mean, it's hard to disentangle from them just missing their youth, but, they look at the kids these days and they see less opportunity for them than when they came here.
And, of course, a lot of younger Milwaukeeans are actually moving back to the South, kind of the opposite of the Great Migration.
Right. And, the other thing that was striking was the amount of people didn't cut their roots with the South. Everybody still has kin back in the South, and they go once a year to visit pretty regularly. A few cut off because they had bad experiences because of the racism of their youth. But most people continued to go to the South pretty regularly and maintain relationships, and even some maintain land there. They never broke their bonds, which helps explain why Milwaukee, in my mind, again, especially the African-American part of Milwaukee, really feels like a southern city.
You were just talking about the kind of racist experiences they had in the South, but many came to Milwaukee during a very turbulent time for the city, during the civil rights era, when there was a significant amount of tension, especially for a northern city. How do they describe living in the city during that time?
I think a lot of them were very disappointed with what they found in Milwaukee when they got there. I was very blunt in asking, when you got to Milwaukee, did you come to escape the racism of the South? And their answer by and large was no. I came for jobs, and what I found here was a place that was equally racist, but it was different. We were in theory allowed to go to different neighborhoods, but not really. Many people said I couldn't, I knew where I was allowed to be. Legally, I was allowed to be anywhere, but practically, I wasn't. So there was a lot of, I'd say, bitterness is not a right word because bitterness sounds like it wasn't justified. There was a lot of justified frustration with the state of racial relations in Milwaukee back then and even now. So I tried to keep the peace from being too negative because I had such a positive experience and the people I dealt with were so wonderful and friendly and genuine and just really welcoming and warm. But, it's not a stretch to say that, racial relationships in Milwaukee are not good.
Do you think that kind of warmth in a lot of ways ends up masking the kind of tension that's present?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's various forms of people simply saying, look, I can dwell on every error, mistake, and every frustration and be miserable, or I can live my life and make the best of it. And that's not to downplay the frustrations they face, but it's just, people are resilient. And in the face of ugliness, people often rise to the occasion and overcome it. So, I think the lesson I would say, the advice or the lesson I would say take away from me to anybody who is in Milwaukee and who's white and hasn't been to the north side or hasn't spent significant time is this, go, spend time there. And it's a lot different than the media paints it to be or perception is. It's a wonderful neighborhood that's very welcoming and warm, and there's a lot going on there. And, it just takes a little bit of, crossing a threshold that you might not feel comfortable crossing.
Chris Arnotti is a writer and photographer whose work can be seen in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. You can learn more about the Great Migrants photo essay at WUWM.com.